From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. Georgia Farm Bureau members are gathered on Jekyll Island through tomorrow for the organization's 86th annual convention. MorningAgClips.com reports attendees are digging in to agricultural issues and advocacy as they participate in event activities. This year marks the 59th GFB convention on Jekyll Island. Georgia Ag Commissioner Tyler Harper and motivational speaker Matt Lohr will address the convention. The 2018 spread of African swine fever to China had reverberations in the global pork market, according to new USDA data. ASF caused an estimated loss of 27.9 million metric tons of China's pork output from late 2018 to early 2021 and led to a doubling of China's domestic pork prices. The high prices attracted a surge of pork exports from four major suppliers, the EU, the US, Brazil, and Canada. USDA's Economic Research Service released its annual Farm Sector Income Forecast Report for 2023, which shows lower net farm income this year. But Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says while net farm income will drop below the record high of 2022, it's still one of the best years on record, 15% above average for the last two decades. And 2024 is projected to be the fourth highest year on record. A bright spot is that some production costs, like feed, fertilizer, and pesticides, have declined.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update.